I was 10 years old when my father first asked me to sit on my mother's ankles. She had fallen to the floor and was convulsing from barbiturate withdrawal. Mom had many severe pains. One of her most frequent was migraines, sick headaches, she called them, and she'd often tell me to make her a headache cocktail. That meant that I was to go to the kitchen, put a barbiturate and 2 Imprin compounds, an analgesic, into a paper napkin, then take a heavy mug and roll it over the napkin repeatedly and carefully until the tablets were crushed into a fine powder. Then I'd open up the napkin and tap it to make the powder fall into a fruit juice glass. The final step was to add 1 teaspoon of spirits of ammonia, bought from the pharmacy in small bottles, to the mix and stirred with a dollop of water. It didn't always help the pain, but if anything would, this would. It also usually put her to sleep. Just before Christmas that year, 1955, Mom was admitted to a hospital in Oklahoma City for experimental treatments that might help her back and head pain. Dad and I packed up the old Buick and headed north from Houston, with Mom sitting in the front, skeptical but eager. That's how Dad and I found ourselves alone and hungry in Oklahoma City on Christmas Day. Mom was settled in her hospital room and basically medicated to an extent that kept her from being alert. About the time it got dark, Dad said, "Mikey, let's hop in the car and go downtown for a special Christmas dinner, okay?" I was all for it. Turns out, in those days, downtown Oklahoma City on Christmas Day offered very little. As we drove up and down the deserted streets, I began to think we wouldn't be eating. My father said, "Isn't this great? It's like a modern ghost town, and we're the only ones here. Makes this Christmas special, almost downright mystical, just by the emptiness." After a few more turns, we saw an open diner. We were the only customers. Dora, a middle-aged, big-haired woman with a white apron, a wide smile, and sensible shoes, met us right away and with a sweeping arm gesture gave us our choice of seating. We selected a red leatherette booth by the window, letting us watch for other vehicles that might happen through the streetlights. After a truly tasty meal, I asked Dora if they had pecan pie. "You know, Shug," she said, "we do have one back in the kitchen, made right here with 2 kinds of Cairo syrup and with extra pecans. We've been holding it for a special 10-year-old customer." "I'm 10?" I almost shouted. Dora smiled, raised her eyebrows, and said, "Well, then, I think it's yourn." She looked at my father and said, "What about you?" Dad said, "Gosh, what I'd really like for this Christmas meal is a small glass of buttermilk. But I bet that's not something you offer, is it?" Dora pulled out the pencil from her hair, used it to scratch a spot just above her ear, and said, "You know, I think we have 1 small glass left." She went back to the kitchen. I looked out the window into the empty street, and I saw the backside of Dora, wearing a jacket and scurrying away from us down the sidewalk. A few minutes later, she came back, lit cigarette in her mouth and a small, uncovered glass of buttermilk in her right hand. Then she appeared at our booth, minus the jacket and the cigarette, delivering a huge piece of pecan pie and, to Dad, a glorious glass of buttermilk. He sipped and smiled as I greedily devoured the pie, certain that I tasted 2 kinds of Cairo syrup. The treatments did not cure Mom's pain, but the time in the hospital allowed her to stop using barbiturates for a good while. We would spend other holidays in other hospitals in the years to come, always hoping for the right cure. But the magic of that Christmas night in Oklahoma City never happened again. It was truly special, almost downright mystical.